ordinary men, extraordinary ministry.
The ultimate role, the essential role, the focused and featured role of an apostle is to declare that Jesus is the Christ.
This hour, we look at apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and what they bring to people around the world. Our host is Boyd Matheson on KSL News Radio.
I'm Boyd Matheson, host of Inside Sources. Welcome to this KSL News Radio General Conference special, The Apostles, Ordinary Men, Extraordinary Ministry. Regardless of one's personal religious belief, non-belief, or affiliation, the influence of a group of ordinary men from in and around Galilee living in the meridian of time is undeniable. Their witnesses of the living Christ have reverberated around the world and down through the ages. These followers and disciples of Jesus Christ, unlearned and unremarkable in so many ways, have transformed lives and literally altered the course of human history for over 2,000 years. There simply is no plausible human explanation to adequately express the outsized global impact of the apostles of Jesus Christ. The New Testament record of Luke says that Jesus went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles. This kind of all-night prayer from Jesus was not an exercise in mindful meditation or a performative, repetitive recitation of requests. It can best be understood as an exhausting wrestle of intercession for those who would bear a witness to the world of the Savior's divinity. Christ knew the will of the Father, and it is unlikely he was trying to sort out who should be called, but petitioning God to strengthen those who had been chosen. Knowing their individual strengths and weaknesses, along with the tests, trials, and temptations that awaited them, Jesus pled with his Father through the night in a precision prayer on behalf of each of those who would minister to the people of the world and administer the affairs of God's kingdom on earth. When Jesus said to his disciples, "I have prayed for you," he had, in a most meaningful, precise, and personal way. The apostles were called from ordinary paths and pursuits, including a number of fishermen, a tax collector, and a political zealot. Each ordinary man possessed a unique perspective, a set of experiences, latent personal gifts, and a desire to become a dynamic disciple of Jesus Christ. The title of apostle was neither small nor insignificant. John MacArthur observed that the definition of apostle actually transcends the typical reference meaning derived from the Greek noun apostolos, which means one who is sent. He asserts that the English word apostle is a transliteration rather than a translation of the Greek word. MacArthur wrote, "The apostles were sent ones, but they were not mere messengers. The Greek word for messenger was angelos, from which we get our word angel. An apostolos was something much more significant than a courier or a herald. Apostolos conveyed the idea of an ambassador, a delegate, an official representative." MacArthur further noted that the word apostle has an exact parallel in Aramaic, shalia. Aramaic was the language of Jesus, of course. Shalia was someone who exercised the full rights and carried the absolute authority of the ruling council of Israel they represented. The apostles were not mere messengers. They carried a certain witness to the living reality of the living Christ and possessed the full rights, authority, and keys to declare his divinity as his chosen delegates, proclaim his gospel as acknowledged ambassadors, and build his kingdom as his official representatives. The original 12 apostles, Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Nathaniel, known as Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, James, Judas, Thaddeus, Simon, Judas Iscariot, and Matthias, who replaced Judas, were indeed ordinary men. Yet they possessed the keys and authority and right to continue to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ and strengthen the church following the Savior's death, resurrection, and ascension. The apostles traveled the ancient world proclaiming the good news of the gospel while attempting to keep the little band of Christians together. Eventually, they all were slain for their testimonies of the resurrected Christ. The apostles preached and were imprisoned for the witnessing words they taught. They suffered death for the authority they professed and the testimony of Christ they bore. Ultimately, with the loss of the apostles, the keys, rights, and authority were also lost. Members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints believe that those keys and associated priesthood power, along with the rights and authority of the Holy Apostleship, were restored to the earth through the prophet Joseph Smith between 1830 and 1844 and continue today. The Latter-day Apostles called of God through Joseph Smith were similarly ordinary men, craftsmen, farmers, merchants, and teachers. The world would not have expected or predicted that the leadership of such a group of ordinary men in the 1800s in America would propel a movement that today includes over 17 million members of The Church of Jesus Christ in over 180 countries around the world. Like their ancient counterparts, the apostles living in 2024 are ordinary men from a wide array of backgrounds, including doctors, lawyers, businessmen, a pilot, educators, and a communications professional. Like their colleagues from the original 12 apostles and their brethren from the 1800s, these ordinary men are carrying out a global ministry as apostles to bless, lift, teach, and compassionately care for all of God's children. I've always found it fascinating that one of the main things that motivated William Tyndale to translate scripture into the common language was a survey of 16th century English clergy that revealed that most of them didn't even know who the 12 apostles were. Only a few of them could name more than four or five of the apostles. I wonder how we in 2024 might fare on a test to see how well we know ancient and modern apostles. One biblical scholar noted, "We need to lift the apostles out of their otherworldly obscurity." I think it's interesting that the author used the term out of obscurity. I found that instructive. I believe that both ancient and latter-day apostles must be brought out of obscurity today. Now, this does not mean that apostles are to be brought to popularity or celebrity, but it does mean that their messages and ministry must be brought out of obscurity for all mankind to know that the heavens are open, that the Savior lives, and that we can turn to inspired servants for guidance to meet the challenges of our day. I've covered and observed these ordinary men in their extraordinary calling, wrestle mightily to know the Lord's will, prepare inspired messages, deal with difficult issues, engage with global leaders, and minister to the One, all while traveling to the far corners of the world to testify of Jesus Christ. Apostles who will invite individuals to turn, to come and see Him whose witnesses they are, and receive the peace that comes through Christ. When we come back, we'll take a look at the role of the apostles in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints through the eyes of Jeffrey R. Holland, acting president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, who has served as an apostle for 30 years. My interview with President Holland is next. You're listening to KSL News Radio's General Conference Special, The Apostles, Ordinary Men, Extraordinary Ministry. I'm Boyd Matheson, host of Inside Sources, weekdays from 1 to 3. We'll be right back.
Boyd Matheson is the host of Inside Sources, a daily invitation to look at the news differently, more deeply, more completely. Join Boyd tomorrow from 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
I'm Boyd Matheson, host of Inside Sources. Welcome back to this KSL News Radio General Conference special, The Apostles, Ordinary Men, Extraordinary Ministry. As we continue our look into the Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, I had the opportunity to sit down with President Jeffrey R. Holland, acting president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, in his office. President Holland has served for nearly 30 years as an apostle. I asked him to describe the essence of what it means to be an apostle.
Well, the ultimate role, the essential role, the focused and featured role of an apostle is to declare that Jesus is the Christ. We are called to be special witnesses of His name in all the world. So we are going to all the world with that singular message that Jesus is the Christ, that this church is His church, that we are doing God's work, we're children of the living God, and it is His work and His glory and His power that allows us to do what we're doing now and will allow us to do what we do in the future, including saving the world. That's no small task, Boyd. But that's what 15 men are ordained to do. I single out the apostolic figures, three members of the first presidency and 12 apostles. And we are to do what those ancient apostles did. It must have been a sobering task. It must have been more than sobering. It's got to have been almost a debilitating message that they heard from the Savior himself, that they were to go to all the world teaching and baptizing in his name. And that's what we've done. That's what they did, and then that's what we've been doing since 1830.
President Holland then shared with me something I have heard from many of his colleagues in the apostleship describe, that crushing, sobering feeling of receiving a call to stand as a special witness of Jesus Christ.
I think when I was called and the wrestle that I had, I struggled for the first 2 years. I apologized to everybody that I had this calling. I'd call people in off the street. I'd talk to the newspaper boy. I'd apologize to everyone. I finally was told to stop apologizing and get to work. So I really wrestled with inadequacy when I began, and I had the impression then that I'd match that feeling with the feeling of so many out in life and their struggles with, in my case, feeling inadequate, but their loneliness or their difficulty, the sadness that might come, the tragedy to a family. I've spoken on mental illness. I just thought, well, maybe my mission is to talk about hope, to extend a hand to those who don't think there's any hand to be extended. I wasn't going to be Bruce R. McConkie or James E. Talmadge. There were a lot of things I couldn't do, but maybe I could lift up the hands that hang down and strengthen feeble knees. Or so I've tried to do that.
I asked President Holland to reflect on what he learned over the past 30 years from the extraordinary leaders and apostles that preceded him and some perspective about those apostles he serves with today.
Boy, it has been my privilege, a privilege I never could have imagined, never could have guessed. Little kid running around in Washington County. It's been my privilege to sit at the feet of and shoulder to shoulder with the finest men on the face of the planet. Their kindness, their example, their patience, their humor, their bold, solid backbone and square shoulders, all of that, I've man after man and season after season, I've been able to enjoy and to feel and to be moved by. They have been so good to me, and I still feel it. I get a little emotional here just saying that much to you about what these men have meant to me for 35 years nearly. So I miss them and admire them and praise them, and now I have the same privilege with a much younger group coming along, and I love and admire them in the same way, who have the same qualities and affect me the same way.
You're listening to KSL News Radio's General Conference special, The Apostles, Ordinary Men, Extraordinary Ministry. I'm Boyd Matheson, host of Inside Sources. When we come back, we'll look at some of the messages and ministry of apostles in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Ordinary Men, Extraordinary Ministry.
The ultimate role, the essential role, the focused and featured role of an apostle is to declare that Jesus is the Christ.
This hour, we look at apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and what they bring to people around the world. Our host is Boyd Matheson on KSL News Radio.
I'm Boyd Matheson, host of Inside Sources. Welcome back to this KSL News Radio General Conference special, The Apostles, Ordinary Men, Extraordinary Ministry. The 15 apostles serve in two distinct but united councils. The first presidency consists of three apostles, with Russell M. Nelson, the senior apostle, designated as president and prophet, Dallin H. Oaks as first counselor, and Henry B. Eyring as second counselor. The quorum of the 12 apostles members include Jeffrey R. Holland, Dieter F. Uchtdorf, David A. Bednar, D. Todd Christofferson, Quinton L. Cook, Neil L. Anderson, Ronald A. Rasband, Gary E. Stevenson, Dale G. Renlund, Garrett W. Gong, Ulysses Suarez, and most recently called Patrick Kieran. These ordinary men are each extraordinary in their testimonies and witness of the Savior Jesus Christ. Each possesses unique gifts, talents, experience, perspective, and understanding that are worth contemplating and emulating. Starting with the newest member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, I'm going to share a single insight or simple description of what I have observed of their ministry, followed by their own words and witness. Elder Patrick Kieran is the newest apostle in the Church of Jesus Christ, called in December of 2023. He has a unique global perspective from his homeland of England and many years living and working in the Middle East. Above all, Elder Patrick Kieran is a humble seeker and a courageous speaker of Christ.
Jesus specializes in the seemingly impossible. He came here to make the impossible possible, the irredeemable redeemable, to heal the unhealable, to right the unwritable, and to promise the unpromisable. And he's really good at it. In fact, he's perfect at it.
Elder Ulysses Suarez, a native of Brazil, has been an apostle since 2018. He understands that oneness is not sameness, and he sees and loves the uniqueness of people in every corner of the world. Elder Suarez is a disciple with a passion for compassion, with covenant confidence in Christ.
I pray that we will ever stand in awe of Jesus Christ and his complete, infinite, and perfect love. May the remembrance of what our eyes have seen and our hearts have felt increase our amazement at the Savior's atoning sacrifice, which can heal us of our spiritual and emotional wounds and helps us to draw closer to him.
Also called as an apostle in 2018, Elder Garrett W. Gong is a disciple and international diplomat who recognizes the need to view the world from the commanding heights of moral imagination and divine perception. Elder Gong is extraordinarily gifted at seeing above, around, and afar off through Jesus Christ.
Our Good Shepherd calls us in his voice and in his name. He seeks, gathers, and comes to his people. Through his living prophet in each of us, he invites all to find peace, purpose, healing, and joy. His atonement, infinite and eternal, is central to the plan of happiness and the purpose of creation. He assures us that he carries us next to his heart.
Elder Dale G. Renlund was called to apostolic service in 2015. His surgical experience taught him the need for preparation to perform masterfully in the fire of life and death decisions and actions. Such singular focus on his spiritual charge as a witness of Jesus Christ has made Elder Renlund a pattern of precision ministry.
As you come to Christ and are connected to him and our Heavenly Father by covenant, something seemingly unnatural happens. You're transformed and become perfected in Jesus Christ. You become a covenant child of God and an inheritor in his kingdom. I can imagine him saying to you, "Thou art my dear child in whom I delight. Welcome home."
Elder Gary E. Stevenson began his service as an apostle in 2015. He understands that discipleship is an entrepreneurial adventure where following trusted, tested, and principled formulas brings spiritual success and leads to holy places. Elder Stevenson is the epitome of a disciplined disciple in action.
As those disciples of Christ who gathered together to learn from him in Galilee 2,000 years ago, we too can embrace the Savior's charge and go into all the world preaching the gospel. As we love, share, and invite, we take part in that great and glorious work that prepares the earth for the return of its Messiah. That we may heed the Savior's call and strive to engage in his great commission.
Elder Ronald A. Rasband was the first of the three apostles called in 2015. His decisive decision-making, laser focus, personal fortitude, and individual integrity served him well as a global executive and as a faithful follower of Jesus Christ. Elder Rasband is a model for powerfully leading while gently guiding.
The things of my soul are as precious to me as yours are to you. These things strengthen our service in the church and in all areas of life. They commit us to Jesus Christ. They remind us of our covenants, and they help us feel secure in the arms of the Lord. I testify that he desires that our souls shall never hunger nor thirst, but shall be filled with his love as we seek to become his true disciples.
Elder Neil L. Anderson was sustained as an apostle in 2009. He is faith and reason, intellect and discipleship personified. Elder Anderson has influenced the many and the one by intentionally walking with and linking others to Jesus.
I witness the complete and absolute truth of the Savior's incomparable atoning sacrifice and of his glorious resurrection. As your mind remains firmly and forever upon the thought of Jesus Christ, and as you continue to focus your life more fully on the Savior, I promise you that you will feel his hope, his peace, and his love.
Elder D. Todd Christofferson joined the Quorum of the 12 Apostles in 2008. Moral clarity, trusting in truth, and learning through listening has enabled him to stand tall, faithful, and true in every circumstance. Elder Christofferson emulates Jesus Christ in leading kindly, in quiet confidence, courageous humility, and loving charity.
It is only in and through our individual loyalty to and love of Jesus Christ that we can hope to be one. The resurrection of Jesus Christ bears witness of his divinity and that he has overcome all things. His resurrection bears witness that bound to him by covenant, we too may overcome all things and become one. His resurrection bears witness that through him, immortality and eternal life are realities.
Elder Quinton L. Cook was called to the apostleship in 2007. He's a voracious reader and a forever learner, an uncommon collaborator, and a disciple who finds strength and inspiration in the details. Elder Cook, like his ancient apostolic colleagues, is a come-and-see connector in faith and freedom.
Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. As an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, I testify that peaceable followers of Christ will find personal peace in this life and a glorious heavenly reunion. I bear a sure witness of the Savior's divinity and the reality of his atonement. He is our Savior and Redeemer.
Elder David A. Bednar began serving as an apostle in the Church of Jesus Christ in 2004. His confidence in every individual's ability to receive personal inspiration makes him a master teacher in the Savior's higher and holier way. Elder Bednar is a disciple who is quick to observe and questions with certainty of the Spirit.
Covenant promises and blessings are possible only because of our Savior, Jesus Christ. He invites us to look to him, come unto him, learn of him, and bind ourselves to him through the covenants and ordinances of his restored gospel. I testify and promise that honoring covenants arms us with righteousness and with the power of God in great glory. And I witness that the living Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior.
Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf rose from the difficulties of post-World War II Europe to soar as an apostle, called to serve in 2004. He's a master of spiritual metaphor and elevates human hearts and minds. Elder Uchtdorf, like the Apostle Paul, moves boldly, nobly, and independent as a representative of Christ.
Being a disciple of Jesus Christ is not just one of many things we do. The Savior is the motivating power behind all that we do. He's not a rest stop in our journey. He's not a scenic byway or even a major landmark. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Jesus Christ.
Elder Jeffrey R. Holland has served for nearly 30 years, called to the apostleship in 1994. Forever extending a hand and offering hope to the hopeless and compassion to the weak and weary, he is a world religious leader calling, encouraging, and inviting disciples to walk with him and come unto Jesus. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, in every spiritual sense of the word, is the wordsmith for the word.
It is one of the most powerful paradoxes of the crucifixion that the arms of the Savior were stretched wide open and then nailed there, unwittingly but accurately portraying that every man, woman, and child in the entire human family is not only welcome but invited into his redeeming, exalting embrace.
You have just heard from each of the 12 ordinary men who make up the extraordinary ministry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. When we come back, we'll look at the three apostles who make up the first presidency of the Church of Jesus Christ. You're listening to KSL News Radio's General Conference special, The Apostles, Ordinary Men, Extraordinary Ministry. I'm Boyd Matheson, host of Inside Sources weekdays from 1 to 3 p.m. We'll be right back.
Boyd Matheson is the host of Inside Sources, a daily invitation to look at the news differently, more deeply, more completely. Join Boyd tomorrow from 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
I'm Boyd Matheson, host of Inside Sources. Welcome back to this KSL News Radio General Conference special, The Apostles, Ordinary Men, Extraordinary Ministry. The first presidency of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints consists of three apostles who, like the members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, are special witnesses of the name of Jesus Christ to all the world. President Henry B. Eyring has been an apostle since 1995 and has served in the first presidency as a counselor since 2007. He has applied academic rigor to spiritual pursuits and become a conduit for manifestations of transcendent lessons of divine love. President Eyring is a disciple forever in search of tender mercies on sacred ground.
I bear you my witness that the Savior knows and loves you. He knows your name as you know his. He knows your troubles. He has experienced them. By his atonement, he has overcome the world. By your being willing to take his name upon you, you will lift the burden of countless others, and you will find in time that you know the Savior better and that you love him more. His name will be in your heart and fixed in your memory.
President Dallin H. Oaks began his service as an apostle in 1984 and became the first counselor in the first presidency in 2018. His ability to bring love to the law, moderation to contention, and wisdom to knowledge is found in landmark Christ-centered messages on charity, liberty, and unity. President Dallin H. Oaks is an apostle who deeply understands where justice, love, and mercy meet.
The gospel plan shows our Heavenly Father's love for all his children. To understand this, we must seek to understand his plan and his commandments. He loves his children so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior and Redeemer, to suffer and die for us.
President Russell M. Nelson is the senior apostle on the earth and as such is the prophet and president of the Church of Jesus Christ. He began his apostolic ministry in 1984 and became prophet and president in 2018. Volumes will be written about the pace of his ministry, his ability to get to the heart of the matter, and his transformational season leading the worldwide church. As a world religious leader, he has met with presidents of nations along with government and community leaders across the globe. But he always connects with the youth and children of the world in a unique way. Above all, President Nelson has led as the Savior he serves with love and desires for individuals to know Jesus for themselves. President Nelson's ministry can be summed up by this: trusting and inviting all to a rush of personal revelation.
My beloved brothers and sisters, I plead with you to increase your spiritual capacity to receive revelation. Let this Easter Sunday be a defining moment in your life. Choose to do the spiritual work required to enjoy the gift of the Holy Ghost and hear the voice of the Spirit more frequently and more clearly.
In conclusion, like their colleagues from the original 12 apostles and their brethren from the 1800s, these 15 ordinary men are carrying out a global ministry to bless, lift, teach, and compassionately care for all of God's children. I want to go back to the statement from John MacArthur. He described William Tyndale's motivation in 1525 for translating the New Testament into language for all people to read. He said it was a survey by Tyndale of English clergy that revealed that most of them did not even know who the 12 apostles were. Only a few of them could name more than 4 or 5 of the original apostles. MacArthur brought the challenge into today's world, into our time, saying church leaders and Christians of today might fare just as poorly on the test. So we need to remember the apostles not from their stained glass images, but from the down-to-earth way the Bible presents them to us. We need to lift them out of their otherworldly obscurity. I have always loved that. I want to go back to that, that it's so interesting that MacArthur used the term out of obscurity. I have found that so instructive because I believe that both ancient and latter-day apostles must be brought out of obscurity today. Now, this definitely does not mean that apostles are to be brought into popularity or to celebrity. But it does mean that their messages and ministry should be amplified, magnified, and extended, brought out of obscurity so all the world will know that the heavens are open, that the Savior Jesus Christ lives, that inspired prophets and apostles are still on the earth today. So all who will come and see the Savior of the world, whose witnesses they are, can actually be blessed through the vital principles, doctrines, and covenants modern apostles share, safeguard, and send out through the restored Church of Jesus Christ. The Savior himself charged the ancient apostles to go and teach all nations. That continues today. He who sent them with his power, authority, rights, and keys will continue to work through modern apostles to bless the nations and individuals everywhere. Now, to the world, the current apostles of 2024 will appear, like their counterparts in ancient Israel, as 15 ordinary men. But those who pay attention to the testimony modern-day apostles proclaim will recognize the voice and reflected light of Jesus Christ, whom they represent as delegates, ambassadors, representatives, and special witnesses. Through these ordinary men and the millions of ordinary women and men around the world who hearken to their witnessing words, a most extraordinary, unexpected, and inexplicable ministry will continue to shape and bless individual lives and the future of the world. You've been listening to KSL News Radio's General Conference special, The Apostles, Ordinary Men, Extraordinary Ministry. I'm Boyd Matheson, host of Inside Sources weekdays here on KSL News Radio from 1 to 3 p.m. Thanks so much for joining us. And as always, as you go out into the world today, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something that makes a difference.